Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Per Mountain in the Ozarks. I just have been thinking about some things, and so for this week I'd like to just kind of gather those thoughts together and present them to you. You know, we have our Autumn Assembly of Prayer coming up October 28th through November 1st in Branson, Missouri. Of course, if you've been listening to me very long, you know that on June 29th, 2008, as we were having our corporate prayer here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks on Sunday, every Sunday afternoon we have it at 3 o'clock. And at that time, of course, we were going to have an election here in the United States in November 2008, presidential. And so the people were really praying, really getting into prayer about that. And suddenly the room filled with God. God's presence, God's voice, shook us, judged us, you might say, silenced us. And the Lord spoke through me, through prophecy, the gift of prophecy. Usually, the Bible says that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. But twice in my lifetime, I have almost had no control. I could have, I supposed, simply refused to speak it, but it drops like a mantle. It happened once before in 1979 when the Lord sent two Finnish people here to the United States and gave me a word concerning a great work that was going to go in the Soviet Union, and we were going to be a part of it. And it all came to pass. And now again, it happened again, June 29th, 2008. Now, Brother Hagin always said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And I'm telling you folks, the proof of the pudding has been in the eating after that word that God gave us. The word was, as we were praying about the upcoming election, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. And then came forth the word, first came repentance, that we possibly could think that a man or a party could save America. And then these thoughts shot through my mind. America, American history, the great awakening. Study, the part of prayer in an awakening. And so I did study, and I've been studying ever since, and one thing that has happened is that every Wednesday now, and we've just finished, I'm speaking to you on, what is today, October 13? I'm speaking to you after we've just finished our noonday prayer, and this, of course, will be put up next week. But I wanted, just soon after the Lord spoke to us about one thing will save America, he led into our lives a man who stands in the office of prophet. I got a telephone call from Zona, Brother Norval Hayes' daughter, just after God had spoken to us about this. This was 2008, June. And she said, Billy, there is a man that my father and I have a great deal of confidence in. He's never come to me about anything like this. But he said that when he was in the Appalachians ministering, he had a night vision. And in the night vision, the Lord spoke to him about you and about Prayer Mountain. And he wants to share it with you, but he doesn't know you. He doesn't know your ministry. He just knows what the Lord told him. And she said, Zona said to me, Billy, I think you would be blessed if you called him. So I did call him. And oh my, you talk about a blessing. What blessing it's been ever since. And he shared with me what he had seen. In the nighttime, in his night vision, you're going to find out today about a night vision he had recently. He heard these words. There are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. And then he turned to look to see. He heard that voice. And then he turned to look and see a scene. He thought it was going to be a bonfire, but it was not. It was a wall. And the wall, as he looked close at it, it was a tall wall, a high wall, a broad wall, long wall, almost never-ending wall. And as he saw this wall, he looked closer at it and he saw forms in it, and those forms were people. Their faces were coming out of the wall, their bodies, and as they moved forward, the wall became wider, wider, broader, broader. More and more people, more and more people. They had a look about them like, I would say like burnished copper. They were like the color of amber, and they also were like embers, you know, like a coal in a fire that has, the fire has died down and this ember is in the grate. And so he saw that wall, and then he turned to another scene. The other scene was he was lifted up high over the earth, and he saw this earth dark, dark. He saw a dark cloud coming over the earth. And he, it was just so dark, the most terrible darkness. He has since told me what that darkness was. But he saw in the earth, he saw as if you would see stars in a night sky, he saw lights on the earth, and they flicked on like you would flick on a light, one after another after another. And then that light pushed back the darkness. He heard the voice again. And the voice said, "There are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain." And then he said, he heard this when he woke up. "Tell Billy Brim." Well, he called his daughters, both of them people of prayer. He didn't know me. And he apologized when he called me for not knowing me. I was glad he didn't know me. It's been a whole lot more since then. He said, "When you came to Brother Norville's to preach, I was always out in ministry. I never heard you. But my daughters have, and they know you." And one of his daughters said to him, "Daddy, did you know that she calls her ministry Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks?" And he did not. So he called and talked to our prayers and told us that God told him to study about what is an amber. And an amber is fossilized tree rosin, millions of years old. And it could contain, if an insect happened to crawl into it, it could contain that insect, or it could contain a seed until today. Ambers are some of the world's very best protective. They protect what's in them. And then you could take a seed out of them. And an ancient seed, but you could plant it today and it would still grow. So it's a preservative. There are preservatives. So God showed him, led him to know, led me to know, that God has things in believers that he has placed in there and well preserved them to be tapped at the hour he needs them. He came to know that the wall was prayers, praying people. He came to know, Brother Wiseman came to know, that the lights were prayers. There were prayer groups, and they were being turned on all over the world. Folks, I've never in my life seen anything like prayers going right now. We just finished this prayer meeting, and we were told by our servers, is that what they're called, Randy, that we had so many people joining us. We had people joining us from all around the world on Wednesdays live, and we're praying unto the Lord. So God told me, you study the part of prayer in an awakening, and we've been praying every Wednesday for an awakening since that time. So Brother Wiseman, who called and talked to me about those things, called me again last week. And he said, "I have some things concerning the upcoming Autumn Assembly of Prayer. I have a great expectancy concerning it." He said, "Also, I've had an experience in the Lord. The Lord came to me again when I was asleep. One of the things he said to me was, I heard the voice of the Lord talking to me, and I responded to him. And I kept saying in my response, this is the most important part of this dream, and I've got to repeat it or I'll lose it. This is the most important part of the dream, and I've got to repeat it or I'll lose it. And so I began to repeat, ask ye of the Holy Ghost, fill thou me. Ask ye of the Holy Ghost, fill thou me." He was told that in the dream. And he said to me, "I have been asking this ever since. I've been asking of the Holy Ghost, fill thou me." Well, I believe that's what we're to ask concerning this upcoming meeting we're about to have. Oh, I am asking of the Holy Spirit, fill us in that meeting. Brother Wiseman said that in his dream he was made to know that the Lord wants to fill us. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us now with revelation knowledge. In the dream, he was asked. No, this happened at New Life when he was preaching at New Life. He was preaching recently for Brother Norval Hayes. And he found coming out of his mouth a statement, Brother Wiseman's mouth, a statement that he had not made before. It came by the word of the Lord. And it was, the only thing better than the word is revelation of the word. Do you know what the only thing better than the word is? Revelation of the word. And so, bless the Lord, right now, we're in a time when God is giving us revelation. Now, this is something that really spoke to me about his dream. He was dreaming again. This came in another dream. I think it was another dream. Might have been the first one. But he was dreaming, and he was dreaming about the awakening. Remember, the Lord said to us, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. So, then he heard in his dream, he heard the Lord ask him a question. He said to Brother Wiseman, do you know what is the first thing people do when they wake up? The first thing they do when they wake up in the morning? Or the first, and Brother Wiseman thought, yes, or and even when I wake up in the nighttime. The Lord said, what is the first thing they do? And Brother Wiseman listened for the answer. And the Lord gave it to him. They look to see what time it is. And Brother Wiseman said, that's exactly right. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is look and see what time it is. When I get up in the nighttime, the first thing I do is look and see what time it is. So the Lord spoke to him. He said, these people that are awakening, these churches, these individuals, these people that have been lost and undone without God or his son, or the saints of God who are awakening to new light, he said, they're going to want to know what time it is. And you and others must be able to tell them. Watchmen, watchmen, what of the night? Jesus called people hypocrites that didn't know what time it was. He said to them in the book of Matthew, you can tell by looking at the sky. If it's red, it's going to be this way tomorrow. If it's such and such, it's going to be this way tomorrow. But you don't know the signs of the times. And so that's what we're going to be talking about the rest of this week. What time is it? When you're living on this earth, you should know what time it is. And you should know what God is doing in your time. Esther was told, for such a time as this, you're called to the kingdom. We're called to quite a different time. We must know what time.